of the Lord never ceases. We thank you, God, that you woke us again with your spirit and breath by blowing it into our life. We thank you now that you spoke a word and healed us and delivered us and set us free. We thank you, God. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father, we ask you, Lord God, to just touch us, God, on today. Give me clarity of thought, precision of speech. Let me speak a word to the ears of your people that would encourage, that would enlighten, that would assure them of their salvation and their peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you now. Do what you want to do in this place, God. However you want to do it, we're satisfied. We praise you, Lord. Father, we ask you now, God, just have your way in this place. Have your way in this place, God, to sinners are converted, to the discouraged are encouraged, to the depressed and the oppressed are free, to the possessed are delivered. Have your way in this place, oh God, until you are satisfied. Father, we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, the praise. We'll be careful, God, to magnify your name in the time. And we'll be joining with the many winged serpent and the cherubim to declare one to another that you are holy, God. You are holy, God. You are holy, and your glory fills the earth. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to use an orthodox thought title, tag, I guess you could say, to this message in the subtitle, Going Through by Yourself. Going Through by Yourself. Now, subtitle, look at somebody and say, the subtitle is, but I'll be all right. Verse 41, and he was withdrawn from them by the stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. He said, I'm going a little further. He said, I'm going to go away from them because I can't stand all this crying and carrying on. Because it's going to break my heart. Because he is love. And so he couldn't stand all that crying. He said, I'm going to go just a little bit further so I can get a clear head and so I can speak to my Father. And sometimes we ought to withdraw ourselves from the crowd and pray. Now, let me tell you something. Now, the Holy Ghost is not conflicting. Because the Holy Ghost is not going to tell you to stay home and pray when church is going on when he's speaking. Yeah, because I know some of y'all say, that's why I ain't going to check and stay home and pray and get myself together. Let me tell you something, you can't get yourself together. And you need all the words you can get to get together. So when it's time to pray, you can pray his language and his word. All right. So he went, he withdrew himself, he got away from them just far enough that he can not be bothered by their crying. Now, he says in verse 41 says he kneeled down to pray. Let me tell you something, just in my own time, I said, well, Lord, you know, I was you know, dealing with something, you know, mentally how the devil tried to wear you out. And I said, Lord, well, I guess I'm just going to pray right here. And he said, no, he said, get up, humble yourself and pray. And I noticed he said, get up. And in order to go down, you got to first get up. And in order for us to really have an effective prayer life, we have to get up from doubt, we have to get up from depression, we have to get up and get down and humble ourselves. He kneeled down and he prayed. And he withdrew himself a stone cast. And verse 42 says, he said, Father, if thou be willing. Now look at this. This is his prayer. He prayed, Father, if thou be willing. He's not, and some people say, well, you know, he was asking God to do opposite of what he knew God had told him to do. But in reality, we got to understand who Jesus was. Jesus was as much God as he was man. That the word is called the anthropos, meaning that he is as much God as he was man. He was human, but yet he had a divine nature also. Amen? And let me tell you how. He was so much, he was so divine that he turned water into wine. But he was so human that he had times when he said, I thirst, preach. He was so divine that he was able to raise Lazarus from the dead, but he was so human that before he raised him, the scripture says, Jesus wept, preach. He was so divine that he was able to feed 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 barley loaves, but he was so, so human that he said he was tired, so he went to sleep on the boat, preach. Y'all don't hear me now. And so he was still as much God as he was man. He was the anthropos, but yet he prayed. He says, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. He said, now I'm not asking anything outside of your will. But what I'm feeling right now is really, really hard. What I'm feeling right now is really, really strain on me. It's a struggle for me. So whatever your will, if there's anything in your will, that at this moment I don't have to drink this cup. Amen. Now your afflictions ain't but a cup. Amen. So if you drink them, you'll pass them. Okay. Nevertheless, listen to what he said. Nevertheless, we don't ever want the less, we always want the more. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be what? So Jesus said, I don't want anything less than your will for my life, but sometimes his will means that we're going to have to suffer. Sometimes his will means that we're going to go through trials. Sometimes his will means that things are not going to go our way. Sometimes his will means that what I want is not what he wants. Yeah, tell somebody what you want. It's not what God wants. So not my will, God, but thine will be done. Do I have anybody? He began to pray, and he prayed fervently. He prayed to a point that he was earnest in his prayer. Amen? He was so earnest in his prayer. Let's look at verse number 44. We skip into 43 for a reason. Verse 42, 44 says, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. He because he was in a strain, because he was in a struggle, he prayed more earnestly. How many of us say, I just don't know if I can pray? When we get in agony, when we, let me tell you what, let me get a little more detail here. We look at this, he's talking about not only his prayer, but he's talking about his pain, all right? He prayed fervently, and we know that the faithful fervent prayer of the righteous, what, avails much. And so he was praying, and he still had pain. How about when you pray and your pain's still there? How about when you pray and your trial's still in your face? How about when you pray and they still lie on you? Preach. How about when you pray and they still don't like you? How about when you pray and they still haven't forgiven you? How about when you pray and your bills still due, and you still don't know where the money's coming from? Can you still keep praying? Lord have mercy in here. Can you still keep praying and your blood pressure's still high? Can you still keep praying and it seems like the doctor visit ain't getting no better, but you go more to the doctor and it still ain't getting no better? Can you still pray? Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord. Pray. But look at his pain. The word there, which says that being in agony. Being in agony in the Greek is ginominos and agonia. What that means is that he got to a place where it was a gradual pain, a gradual weight. At first it was heavy, then it got real heavy, and it got even more heavy. The more he prayed, the heavier it got. The more he prayed, the harder it was. The more he prayed, the more he felt the pressure of what he was about to face. If nobody in here can know you're about to die and face it with a smile, huh? Nobody in here can know you're about to go through some agony and some pain, that your skin's gonna be ripped from your body, your face is gonna be beaten to the point that nobody will recognize you, and you're gonna sit there and say, I would have prayed, been all right. No, you would. Quit lying to yourself. You would have been just like him. You would have been under so much pressure. Look at this. His body had received so much stress because he was still human that he began to be in so much agony. Now, the one scripture tells us in Matthew and Mark talks about how he was so under pressure that he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. What happened in the Garden of Gethsemane and what need to happen in your garden when you pray is that you need to die. Preach. Your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions need to die so that you can be able to go through what God has for you. And when you come out, you'll be like pure gold. Again, let me borrow Joe. Joe said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. you worry. He's gonna try to make you stress out, but I'm too blessed to be stressed because I have a greater one on the inside. Anybody got the Holy Ghost? When you have the Holy Spirit on the inside, whatever attacks you on the outside, the Holy Spirit starts moving. Why? Because he wants to expand himself. And you start praying, the more you pray, the more he expands himself. And he said, I'm not just in your heart, but I got you all wrapped up. I done baptized you. You're in my bubble now. So whenever they bring that stuff, it'll be flat because of the Holy Ghost. I keep wanting to go there, but y'all ain't ready for it yet. So he says now, he says that he prayed more earnestly, and as it was, his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. Look at this, falling to the ground. The word thromba in the Greek, it means a thick drop of blood. What that means is that his blood had thickly clotted, and it was coming through his expanded pores. What it means is that apparently Jesus was under so much pressure that his capillary veins right under the skin began to burst, preaching here, and blood mingled with sweat began to come through his enlarged pores because he was under so much pressure. So it would take Luke, who was a doctor, to know what he was dealing with, that his blood began, I wish I had somebody, he began to explain what was happening to Jesus, that stress. Look at Dr. Luke, he said that stress can make your body do some strange things. I wish I had somebody in the house. He said that stress can make your body do some stuff that it wouldn't normally do under unnormal circumstances. I wish I had a few people in here. Have your body ever did? You just caught a headache right quick. When I heard that news and it just threw me back for a loop. I got that in the mail and it just made me just throw my day off and mess me up. You know what? You got some times that they happen, but you still gotta pray. Now, come on. Sometimes you feel like you're going through it by yourself. Jesus had told his disciples, he said, look, I'm gonna go through this and I know y'all gonna leave me because the scripture already said it. And we gotta know that sometimes that we're gonna go through this by ourselves. Oh, come on and tell somebody, you're gonna go through sometimes by yourself. Come on and say amen. And it says that he had